If you got your Bibles, be turning to Matthew chapter 6, very familiar scriptures. And I hope to be able to get to where her thought lies at the end of her message. And if I don't get to it, you go home and look it up. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And afflictions just simply means great grief, harm, heavy, hurt, sorrow, and trouble. And many are the afflictions of the righteous. And so y'all pray for us. I told Sheila coming over here, and I know this is going to sound silly a little to you, but it seems a whole lot of what we're going to talk about in this don't have nothing to do with that title. Me and her used to like a song when we was younger. I don't know, it's maybe 79 or 80, somewhere in there, and it was a total eclipse of the heart, I think it was. Back in, you couldn't just YouTube something and look it up and listen to it right then. And we was hanging out with some of her friends, and we called the radio station. If you wanted to hear a song, that's kind of what you had to do. So we called and told them, play Turn Around Bright Eyes. And the guy just laughed at us because we had the name of the song wrong. But listen, it said that a whole lot more than it said total eclipse of the heart. So you're going to think maybe our title should be something else, but I try to give them what the Lord gives me. If I do title them, I try to give them the thought he laid upon my heart. And our heart is many are the afflictions of the righteous. So y'all pray for us. It says in the 26th verse, "Behold, the fowls are there, and that they sow not, neither do they reap, gather into the barns, yet the heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God has so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, of what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, and your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And we find here where the Lord tells them that I'm going to take care of you. And that's basically what he's saying. No matter what comes along and what you may face, and no matter what troubles you may go through, don't you be concerned about it. I'm going to take care of you. And he said, if I'm able to take care of the birds, we've heard Brother Brad tell about the squirrel and how he realized God took care of that squirrel and he could take care of him. And I want you to know today, whatever you're going through, God can take care of you and he will help you. And I want to go over here and we're going to take for a text, but yet that still ain't her thought. We'll get to it after a while. Cast us all your cares upon him, for he careth you. And that's in 1 Peter 5 and 7. We find it how God and Jesus cares for here for us, and he'll take care of us if we'll give him our cares of this old life. And we find in the scriptures where one time, when we talked about it many times, when they was on a ship and the storm came and it was tossing them to and fro. And listen to me, these men, I thought they was going to be destroyed. They thought they was going to lose their life. They thought God had forgot about them. It said Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep, and they came to him and they said, "Cares not that we perish." Listen to me, honey. He cares for you. Over there in the 10th chapter of John, it talks about the good shepherd. He says, "A harlot careth not for the sheep," but he says, "I am the good shepherd." So he cares for us. He knows when we're suffering. He knows what we're going through. He's not went nowhere. He's not asleep or in a journey.
I want you to know our God knows what we're suffering. He's never went nowhere. When I've got in a bad shape, a lot of times I leave him, but he has never, ever left me. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always. Listen to me. He's never left me. He cares for us. He loves us. But I want you to know, through many afflictions, we'll enter into the kingdom of God. You're not going to go through this being a child of God and a member of his church and never suffer any.
There's going to be some suffering to come along. And there's going to be afflictions to come along. I want you to realize, I may not know all what you go through. You may not know what all I go through, but God knows. And I don't care how much you may not think in your mind and your heart. At times, he don't care, but he does care. He loves us, and he knows what we can handle and what we can't. He said, cast all your cares upon him because he careth for you. Boy, that's hard to do. It's hard to let go of them and to cast them and just give them to him and say, Lord, here it is. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know how to handle this. My wife, I always tell her, I say, honey, we'll be talking about something to do with the kids or something like that, something maybe they're going through. And I shout and pray we're going to have another grandbaby. Oh, I want them to be saved. Every morning I pray. Every evening I pray. God, save my grandbabies. I've got one right now. Far as I know, she's lost. Her mama ain't bringing her to church like she ought to. I pray she hears this. I pray it again. She'd get convicted and realize. I want you to know, not only our children need to be convicted, lost need to be convicted, but we need to be convicted. I pray that she'll hear it and see the need to bring my grandbaby to church where she'd hear the gospel and be saved. But we got another along the way that's going to be coming, another little boy child to open the wound. Oh, he's going to need the Lord. If the Lord sees fit for him to be born and live long enough to reach the age of accountability. Oh, the things we go through, the troubles and the worries. We'll get to the point we think, Lord, do you not care that we perish? Look at us, Lord, here. I'm in the middle of a storm. Lord, I'm getting tossed every way. The wind's coming from every way. The wind, the wind is coming from every way. The waves are splashing all around me. Lord, do you not care? You care if not, then we perish. Listen to me. He cares. He ain't went nowhere. He's waiting to see how we act through the storm. Where are we going to go? I want you to know, when they did say that they needed the Lord, where did they go? They went to him. I wonder, I read these other night in the Bible study, they've become so sweet to me. Because I know, I promise you, I do not understand. I do not understand me being what I am. As sorry as I've been and how I've treated him. I had these old coon dogs, and I listened, Bonnie talked about how what worship means, and it says, if a dog, as a dog, I lick of his master's hand, I just tell them old coon dogs, I tie them out there, I try to keep them in shade and food and water, and sometimes I'd be working, I didn't get to check on them like I should, spend time with them, and every time I'd go out there to them, I have one or two just love me so they jump up on me and lick me. I want you to know how they love me, and that's the way we are to be with the Lord. He said, when I consider the heavens and the work of thy fingers and the moon and the stars which thou have ordained, what is a man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? What is a man, Matt? When he's mowing around in old hayfield
And when you look around, you look, you go out at night, you look into the heavens, how many stars there is, and he made every one of them. He knows where every one of them is. He knows every hair that's on my head. He knows every one that's fell off through time. He knows everything about me. He made the sun and the trees and every blade of grass out there. He made me. He knows everything about me. And all these things he made, he just takes time to come and visit somebody like me. Why? Because he loves me. Because I need him. Because he cares for me. He don't want me to go through the storm by myself. He's waiting for me to come to him and ask him, Lord, Lord, I need you. I need you in this storm. I feel like I'm perishing. Come and help me, Lord. And he shows up. You'll say, well, he ain't showed up yet. He'll show up when he'll receive the most glory in your life. A lot of times he ain't showed up because we truly ain't believed. You remember the first time you truly believed? I remember several times I went to him and said a lot of good words. I went and said a lot of things that I might have convinced you that I need him. I said a lot of things. It was what I'd been told to say. I tried to trust him. I repented. I done all the things that the people, the man of God said. Listen to me, until I got to where I didn't have nowhere else to go. No hope. No hope except in him. I had no hope. But when it's the first time I trusted in him, he calmed the storm. Amen. He said, peace, be still. Amen. And I thought, what manner of man is this? Even the winds and the waves and the rain obey him. So what is a man? Last week we talked about, over in the Psalm 51, we talked about what David went through and a whole lot of what he said. He was so brokenhearted that you would think he was a lost person if you'd heard him, but he wasn't lost. Listen, he just got himself in such a bad shape. And we're going to use one more of those scriptures that we use all the time, and I'm going to try to get done because I realize we got other things to do today, but I want everybody to follow the Lord. Don't worry about me. When I get done, if I have to leave, I'll leave. I'll go and do what I got to do one of these days. One way or the other, I'll have to leave. One way or the other, whether he takes me in death or he takes me, puts me somewhere else, you'll have to continue on without me. I know that. And I'm thankful that you've been taught, not by me, but other men. I'm thankful it's been men like Brother Bill and son over here, like Mary said right over there, like Sister Lynn, and different ones. When that time comes, now I know this place will be sound. And however he takes me, I won't have to worry about it. In Psalms 34, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Cut them off from the remembrance of them from their earth. Listen, the righteous cry, Lord, hear it and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And he saveth such in a contrite spirit, and he does. And if you're here today and you're lost and your heart's broke, he'll be nigh unto you, he'll be close to you, and he'll save you. But listen to me. His heart was broken on Calvary. My heart's been broken since I've been saved. Different times I've been through things and I've been broke. Listen, he is nigh to us when our heart is broke. I want you to know when you get to the place, you got nowhere else to go. When you're like the prodigal son and you've got nowhere else to turn, nowhere else to go but to him, that's when he'll be nigh to you. When he started towards the Father come to him. And this is where it all comes from. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many troubles, many hurts, many sorrows. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Every one of them. He will not fail you. He cares. He will deliver you out of them all. There's nothing you can face in this life, in this storm that we're in. We're all in one. Ain't none of us crossed the Jordan yet. Not one of us. We're still running around in the wilderness. We're looking for a city where he'll not be ashamed to be called our God. You know why? Because we'll never fail him again. Never, brother, will we get so far away from him that we let him down again. Because he'll be right there at the throne, and you know what we're going to do. Paul said he would receive a crown of righteousness, but not only him, but all those that love his appearing. If you've been saved by God's grace, when he comes, you're going to love him. You're going to love his appearing. And we're going to take crowns, and we're going to toss them in his feet, and we're going to say we're not worthy, because we're not. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You're going to go through troubles. You're going to go through trials. But through many troubles and trials and afflictions, we'll enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. If it was all just an easy ride, if you just got saved and united with the Lord's church and just sat down and just said, I'm waiting for you, Lord. Come and get your bride. Everybody be in it. He said he's going to cleanse it by the washing of the water, by the word. I believe when he comes back, he's going to choose a bride out of. Just because your name's on the church roll don't mean you're going to be in a bride. I don't want to hurt your little feelings, none. But if you don't suffer with him, you're not going to be a joint heir with him. You're going to have to suffer some. So you're going to have to go through some things. Through many afflictions, through many trials and tribulations, you're going to have to go through some things. Honey, he went through some things. You're going to have to prove that you want him more than anything. That you know he cares for you in the battle and the storm you're in today. And honey, when you get to that place that you don't need nothing but him, he'll take care of the storm. He'll tell it to be still, and it will be. But you got to want him. You got to realize you need him. If you're lost today, you're in the biggest storm of your life. And the devil's trying his best to destroy you. And he will. If you don't trust in Jesus, amen. What kind of preacher would I be if I stood up here and told you if you're lost now and didn't believe it for myself? Amen. If I didn't trust him, amen. When I was in the storm. Yep. You want to be a hypocrite? That's a hypocrite. Amen. If you don't trust him when you're telling them to, He's nigh unto them with a broken heart. He's close to us. There's been times, I don't want to get into all of them, but there's been so many times. Just the other night, Friday night, that close, when the storm started waving again. Oh, I was broken again. My wife broke nervous again. She said, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Where do you go? Do you care not that we perish? Then I just had a little talk with Jesus. I told him all about my troubles. And all of a sudden he said, peace. Be still. Peace I give unto you. And he was talking to his church. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. He gives peace. He's the author and the finisher of it. That's my little thought. I love you. Amen. So we're walking in the wilderness. We're running around. There's going to come a time we get to cross the river like the ones that's gone on before us. But until then, yeah, we've got a job to do. Amen. So let's press forward, little children. Press forward. That's my thought. Y'all pray for me.